This is Brandon Parker with an NPR-esque podcast sort of .com buzzword-filled report on my trip to Taiwan because I'm too lazy to type it out.
Man is born, man lives, man dies, and it's all vanity.
So if you've read my reports from previous times, what you'll know is that we had went to Daisy's mom's apartment, hung out there, and now we were at our crappy little hotel room, which apparently caters to people who just want to go there to get some. And now, after I figured out how to use a shower, one thing I forgot to mention is we're heading out. We go down to Dan Shui, which is basically the coast there in Taiwan. It's kind of a tourist trap. There are some Portuguese forts there, which have nice Portuguese architecture, that were taken over by the Dutch at some point. So you'll find some ING-branded clogs there for you and your children and people like me to hang out in. The fort was pretty nice. After that, we went out to the local little market that was there at Dan Shui. Now, one of their claims to fame there in Dan Shui is some sort of pickled egg. Basically, they look like black balls of doom. It was hard to say. I didn't try any. They look kind of sketchy. Daisy got some from her mom, because apparently when you go to Dan Shui, you bring your friends and family eggs, because that's the big claim to fame there. There's lots of cheap crap, lots of random, just weird for the sake of weird stuff, and touristy things. Also, lots of squid on a stick. Now, a squid on a stick is really basically just that, a barbecued squid on a stick. It's kind of hard to explain. Well, not really, it's a squid on a stick. Now, we didn't try any because, again, squeamish stomach, it's a squid, it's gonna taste rubbery, why even go there? But there were lots of them, stands upon stands. You walk along the boardwalk, and instead of, like, having, you know, caramel corn and corn dogs and typical boardwalk fare, no, you have squid on a stick. And the Turkish ice cream guy, who apparently does some really wicked stuff with his ice cream. He, like, puts it on a board, smashes it all around, puts it in a cone, flips it, spins it. You know how those people at Dairy Queen, they make you a blizzard and then they, like, flip it upside down because they're being, like, I don't know, bastards or something? Well, this guy kind of did the same thing and, like, kind of, you know, would hand you your ice cream and pull it back. And, you know, he would basically being a douchebag, but it was really cool to watch. Unfortunately, he didn't do anything too impressive while we were there.
Pretty soon you will be wanting me to go, and I will only.
And that pretty much took care of that day. Vicky and I went back to the hotel and kind of just crashed. You know, we were pretty tired after all the traveling and everything. So we got cozied in there, and next morning we get up and we're like, it's pretty early. Brent said he was gonna meet us over there. Let's go and, you know, get something to drink or something. Well, the first thing we found out about Taiwan is nothing really opens before about 11 o'clock in the morning, with one important exception, of course, and that is the Starbucks that was across the street. So Vicky and I get up, we head over to Starbucks, and the nice thing about that, of course, is the menus are in English and Chinese, so we could order what we wanted, and they understood what we were saying. Apparently, the baristas at Starbucks Taiwan have no at least enough English of what's on the menu. So we went there. They had a nice little upstairs. We sat up there and kind of watched the traffic. Traffic was pretty interesting, of course. The thing about Taiwan is there's a lot of scooters. They're pretty much the second most, or probably maybe the first most popular form of transportation. You see a lot of them. There's still a lot of cars, but there's a lot of scooters. Everyone seems to have them. There are no exactly, you know, scooters are small. So the Taiwanese people tend to put them wherever they will fit. So it's not a sidewalk. It's a scooter road. If you're not careful, you'll get run down by a scooter. No place to park? Well, that's a sidewalk. No, it's not a sidewalk. It's a parking lot for scooters. The scooters tend to do whatever the hell they want, more or less. There are lots of them. And just watching them take, you know, go around corners and go down the street is pretty funny. Later, we would find out just how exciting it would be to drive in that kind of traffic. But we didn't do that for a few days. So, anyway, we're out here and we see Brent coming along. We didn't tell him we were going to Starbucks, so we noticed this big, tall, white guy walking along the street, heading into our hotel. Since I had brought my phone from the States, nice thing is that it's a quad-band GSM phone, so I was able to text message him at actually not bad rates. It's only like 30 cents a text message, which is funny because T-Mobile in the U.S. charges 20 cents per text message, so they're not actually really gouging you too bad on the international rates. So I texted him and told him we were at Starbucks, and he came over, had a cinnamon roll, because, you know, in Taiwan, breakfast is usually crap. I wasn't really impressed with the breakfast. It usually was some sort of, like, fish paste or something. One thing I did find out about breakfast in Taiwan is that, well, at least at McDonald's, they love their chicken nuggets. And unlike the U.S., you can still get those mystery meat, dark white meat, whoever knows what the hell's in it, chicken nuggets. Awesome. Because I think they're a lot better than the pure white meat chicken nuggets. But anyway, I was surprised when I went to McDonald's for breakfast one morning that, hey, I could get not only, you know, the usual fare, your Egg McMuffin, sausage biscuit, but I could get chicken nuggets, which is awesome. Because I like McDonald's chicken nuggets for whatever reason. And they have like a double sausage, I don't know, double sausage McMuffin biscuit thing that was like meat on top of meat. Enough about sausage. We met Brent, ate our breakfast, got on the MRT, which is, of course, the Taipei Mass Rapid Transit System. I think that's what the acronym stands for. Very, very clean, very, very fast, very, very efficient, and incredibly cheap, at least compared to what I've seen in DC and New York. The cars were impeccable. I mean, it was incredible just how clean that the cars actually were. And there's all these nice, you know, it's not just all advertisements, but lots of public service statements about, you know, keep the damn train clean and that sort of thing. A typical trip was usually 30 to 45 NT. That's about $1 to $1.50. And that is really quite cheap. If you get their Easy Pass, their little card thing, you get a 10% discount off that, which is, again, is very nice. We had to go out and get some cash for me and Vicky. We had transferred some money over. And the thing I found out about ATMs in Taiwan is that they charge you a 6 NT fee for using a competing bank's ATM. Now, 6 NT is pretty much like... Now, 6 NT is basically a 20 cent fee. 20 cents, compared to the US, where it's anywhere from $1 to $3 or $4, depending. Plus, your own bank may dock you with an additional fee. I mean, it's incredibly progressive, incredibly convenient. You don't have to worry about using a competing bank's ATM. Very nice. So we pulled out our fat cash and went down to the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial, which is in Taipei. Now, Chiang Kai-shek is basically the guy who formed Taiwan as we know it. Short of the story is, when communism took over in mainland China, he brought over himself and a bunch of wealthy intellectual people to the island of Taiwan and basically said, screw you communists, we're gonna do our own thing. And that's how the whole tension thing, more or less, between China and Taiwan got started. Now, there's a giant bronze statue of the man. He's very big. It makes the Lincoln Memorial look, well, small. It's a very, very big statue, well done. And there were lots of neat things going around. There was a art museum there, and they had this art exhibit from basically artists from all over Taiwan doing their thoughts on democracy in Taiwan. It was very interesting. There was lots of things that were art, lots of things that were not art, but you know how art is. It you know, a blue dot on a canvas can be art, and, you know, things that actually look cool can be art too. So whatever the artists want to do, they kind of let them do. Now, this is kind of a sidetrack, but later on in our trip, we went to another art gallery. It was basically the National Art Gallery of Taiwan, which is in Taichung. Now, in this gallery, they had an exhibit on printmaking. Now, the thing about printmaking is I'm no huge scholar of printmaking, but I have to feel that a computer printout is not printmaking. Now, if you use a computer to help design your silkscreen or to design, you know, your woodcut, I don't care if it's a laser etched woodcut or something that was computer designed. A print from a printer, as we know it, is not a print, in my opinion. No. I've got that rant off. I'll go off on that more later. Well, after we went to the museums and saw some of the sites, we decided that evening that we would go to one of the night markets. We went to the Xilin Tourist Night Market that night. Now, night markets are kind of an interesting thing in Taiwan. It's basically a street where there's vendors of all sorts of things and retail stores and very crowded, lots of people, lots of things, lots of cheap crap, and lots of English t-shirts. There's also lots of illegal vendors there that don't have the license to be vending stuff, and usually you'll find them in the middle of the street with their stuff laid out on carpets or in carts and things. What'll happen is, if the cops come, they'll come down the aisle, and usually the first person there to get ticketed, basically he'll signal the rest of his buddies all the way down the street, they'll roll up their carpets, sit on the side, the middle of the street will be clear for about 20 minutes or until the cops leave. It's a pretty efficient system if you're a swindler or something like that. The thing about Taiwan is a very consumerist culture. There's a lot of, basically, your goal is to go to work and buy things with your money. And that because of that, there's a lot of cheap stuff. So you can have lots of things. And you go through them pretty quickly. Now, I didn't see anything like a Salvation Army or anything to give away your old stuff. And mostly I think that's because the stuff is pretty cheap. Incredibly cheap and prone to fall apart. Well, my goal that evening was to find the best Chinglish t-shirt. And there were lots of them, from knockoff Mario's to just sayings that didn't really make sense. Vicky saw one girl with a shirt on that said, Soul of the Foot, S-O-L-E, and that made little sense. But, you know, there were lots of things that were pretty good. I believe there was one talking about, like, Jesus has a posse or something. I don't remember. It was very funny. I wish I'd taken a picture of it. Anyway, I found one shirt that, while it wasn't exactly Chinglish, it was something I couldn't pass up getting, and it was a shirt with a black emu on it, and the text on the shirt said, the emu says, I wish I had arms so I could cut myself. That one came home with me. I can't wear it because it's too small, but I, honestly, can you blame me for just leaving that there? We were getting hungry, so we went to eat at what was the equivalent of a food court there. Basically, it was a big room that was incredibly hot with tons and tons of different little restaurant vendors there. Vicky was kind of hungry, so she found something she liked and sat down and, well, maybe not something she liked, but something that looked interesting and got it and sat down and ate it. Brent and I went around and looked at the various options that were there. I found these little chicken, what I think were chicken bits, on a stick. And I'm like, cool, that looks good. So I had them get me some. They sizzled them up, put some seasoning on them. I took them back to where Vicky and Daisy were sitting. I sit there and I start, you know, chomping into them. I kind of, you know, it's a little chewy. Got some, like, gristle or cartilage in there or something. And Daisy kind of looks at me and goes, I think that's chicken butt. Now, from watching some Taiwanese TV, especially the English language channels, apparently it's kind of a maybe delicacy sort of thing. Chicken anus is really something you find quite common, and I was eating chicken ass. It tastes like chicken. It really wasn't all that bad, to be honest. A little chewy, and, you know, there's kind of like some weird gristle in it, but, you know, if you ever need to eat an animal's ass, chicken is acceptable. And with that lovely thought, I'll leave you. That pretty much sums up our second day there in Taiwan. Now, from now on, I'll probably do just highlights because, honestly, I'm too lazy to do a full one of these for each one of the days. So, this is Brandon Parker with his NPR-esque iPodcast.net version 2.0. Until next time.